You don't even know what you want.
I'm a grown-up, okay? So...
If you would like to see me again, then give me a call. Okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special announcement to make. Our pilot has just informed me that we are passing over the city of Dubuque, which might not mean much to most of you, but means a lot to one of our flyers today.
Oh, no.
Because he just hit 10 million miles!
Congratulations!
Such an amazing accomplishment.
You must be very, very excited.
No!
I can dance.
That seat taken?
No.
You're the youngest yet to hit 10 mil. Don't know where you found the time.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, yeah. Here you go. Seventh card we've made. Small club. We really appreciate your loyalty.
You know how many times I thought about this moment? Played out the conversation that you and I would have right here.
Really? What did you want to say?
You know, I don't remember.
That's all right. It happened to all of us. Where are you from?
I'm from here. How'd you know it was me?
This is your dedicated line. We reserve them for our most loyal and appreciated flyers.
I'd like to transfer some of my miles. Can I open up an account to Jim and Julie Miller?
Certainly. How many miles would you like to transfer?
How many miles does it take to circle the globe?
We have our around the world tickets. They're 500,000 miles each.
I think that'd be fine.
Got a second?
I'll call you back.
The hell happened to you yesterday? I was trying to get a hold of you all day.
That's... personal stuff. What's going on?
You remember Karen Barnes? Part of a 30-person reduction a few weeks back in Wichita. Natalie fired her.
Fired dozens of people a day.
She killed herself. Jumped off a bridge.
Fuck.
I need to know if you remember any woman that gave you any signals. Depression.
They're all depressed. We're firing them.
Hey. I need to ask you this stuff, okay?
No, he'll remember anything. You never think that they're...
You don't remember any woman that gave you any signals? Anything at all, Ryan?
No, nothing stands out. Is Natalie all right?
Natalie quit.
She quit?
Text message. Yeah, fucking nice, right? No one's got any manners anymore.
She say where she was going?
No. She's a little upset.
I should give her a call.
I need you back in the air. Hey, did you hear what I said? I thought you'd be thrilled about that.
No, it's fine. What about the video conference?
CTC is going to pause the new media front. You know, they're going to give it some more thought. We are going to get our workhorses back in the air doing what they do best, okay?
How long are you sending me out?
We're going to let you sail and sail.
You send us a postcard if you ever get there. So, what happened?
How exactly do you mean?
You graduated top of your class. You seem to have your pick of employment, including right here. Instead, you went to Omaha to fire people for a living?
It's challenging work.
I'll say. I can't imagine doing that day in, day out. Not in this climate.
I followed a boy.
Well, I guess everybody does that at one point or another. This guy says I'd be lucky to have you.
To whom it may concern. I can't even count the number of people I've fired in my lifetime. So many that I've actually forgotten what it's like to hire somebody. We've never met, but I know you'd be lucky to have Natalie Keener. My advice? Take her and don't look back. She'll be the best decision you've made in a long time.
Sure hope he's right.
Well, I don't have a lot of hope, and I really don't know when it's going to get better. There's a lot of people unemployed, and I really don't know when there's going to be light at the end of the tunnel.
I can't find much to talk about. Talk about being proud. I'm proud of my kids.
I think the anger comes from the fact that I just wasn't needed anymore.
I would say, you know, without my friends and my family, I wouldn't have made it.
It would have been a lot tougher if I would have had to make it on my own.
When I wake up in the morning and I look over and I see my wife, that gives me the sense of purpose.
It's not all about the money. Money can keep you warm, pays your heating bills, can buy you a blanket, but doesn't keep you as warm as when my husband holds me.
Let me get up. Let me get out. Let me find something. So my kids are my purpose, my family.
Dogs and squealing kids. Their spouses will ask about their day, and tonight they'll sleep. The stars will wheel forth from their daytime hiding places. And one of those lights, slightly brighter than the rest, will be my wingtip passing over.
Feel when life doesn't seem real and you're floating about on your own. Life seems uncertain, so you draw the curtain, pretending there's nobody home. Don't be your eyes, look in your eyes, they can't tell lies, though you disguise what you see. Your reality. We needed a savior, and by our behavior, the ones that were worth it are gone. But the songbirds are talking, and runners are walking, a prodigal son's coming home. Don't fear your eyes, look in his eyes, and they won't tell lies, but if he defies what you see. Thank you.
更多资料请在人人听一网 3w.rrting.com